this audio is about square footage and why it's bad. There was a home in my subdivision that had turned over about four times in the past decade. Some homes are like that. People just keep moving in and moving out. Other neighbors have stayed here for quite some time. The property I'm talking about is a two-story home. Center hall plan, two-story. So you're saying the square footage should be the same all four times, yet it wasn't. Three of the four times the property was on the market, the square footage was different. Two of the times it was listed with the same company out of a different office, yet the square footage was different. So when we say square footage is bad, part of it is, what's the source? Is it the seller? Is it an appraisal the seller got from a refinance? Is it the original builder's square footage? Is it the seller's guess? What determines the square footage of a property? You would think it's a solid one place we all get it from, but that's not the case. So part of it is it even valid what we're looking at? Number two, what if your house is on a cul-de-sac versus very busy street? Is your ground worth more money than the person who's the first house on the right in the subdivision versus you're tucked in the back on a cul-de-sac with a great view? If you have the exact house is the first house on the right when you pull in, meaning it's at a busy location, and you're tucked in the back in an incredible view, what a lot, same house, built the same year, the same month, but your lot is much more superior, should you use the price per square foot of the one at the front of the subdivision? Or how about this? Somebody else has the same square footage right next door to your property, and they have an original kitchen, and you have a brand new kitchen. And if you have a basement, you have a finished lower level, and you have an in-ground pool, and a screened-in porch. You have a sprinkler system out in the yard, incredible landscaping. Should we use price per square foot on your property? You also have 9-foot ceilings. They have 8-foot. You replaced all the interior bathrooms. You gutted them all. Should you use price per square foot? Of course not. Now, what I just gave you is an extreme example. However, no house, even if they're the same floor plan, is the same. After a few years, some have replaced the carpeting. Some haven't touched the carpeting. Some have added accent pieces, maybe new French doors in the property, crown molding, all kinds of woodwork, put a new kitchen counters in. Price per square foot goes out the window pretty fast in order to determine market value, and then better yet, to defend it. Yes, it can get you in the ballpark. However, we believe market momentum even should be measured in the marketplace, even if your property hasn't been updated, but there's 5 for sale within 2 miles of your home and 20 under contract. And I learned this in the eighth grade, if you will, in the Chicago suburbs I grew up, there'd usually be 10 boys at the eighth grade dance and 30 girls. Now, from my perspective, that's a good dance. If your house is coming to the dance and there are just 10 for sale in a 2 mile radius or so in your price point, yet there's 20 for sale, you can push the value higher, even if you haven't been improved. Now, if it's 20 for sale and only one under contract, you actually know that there's no market momentum and the price will probably be lower because it's pretty much of a fight just to get that next buyer. Market momentum actually has more to do with pricing decisions than price per square foot, which is so flawed because of the features are different. Properties generally don't go up in value. Houses don't. The ground does. Ground is what appreciates, and that a lot of it is location of your ground, how level of your ground is, you know, what size of your ground is. Oftentimes it's 20% of your value. We have more on this on some other audios. However, this conversation was about just the awareness of how price per square foot can be so flawed. And again, to hire an agent whose presentation might look at price per square foot, but doesn't count on it, but counts a lot more on market momentum. Thanks for listening, and I appreciate it. Hope it helps you.